Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Friday, and today we conclude our discussion on kindness. And I want to touch on just the benefits of being kind. Now, not too long ago, a colleague of mine needed a ride to the Port Authority in New York. And it was at the same time that I had an outbound flight out of JFK Airport in New York. So I decided he needed to get to see his family that night. I was going to drop him off, or at least I was going to share a cab with him, and then I was going to head out to the airport. The problem was I was in Midtown. I had to cut all the way across town to get to the Port Authority and then get all the way out to JFK on a Friday night with ridiculous traffic. And the long and short of it was I missed my flight. So as I got to the airport, I got to the gate agent. She was standing by herself, and she looked like a very nice woman. So I thought I could be angry and aggravated, or I could choose to be kind. So I went the kindness route, and I just explained my story to her. I told her that my anniversary was the next day, which it was, and I told her that my wife would be very, very upset with me if I didn't get home for my anniversary. And is there anything that she could do for me? And she looked at the next flight, and it was full. And then I see her typing away and typing away, and all of a sudden out comes a boarding pass. And I look at the boarding pass, and it had me as a platinum member. I was not platinum. This was American Airlines. I was, at the time, was not platinum with American. I had no status whatsoever with American, as a matter of fact. Not only that, when the boarding pass came out, I noticed it was first class. So this woman, out of the kindness of her heart, not only got me home in first class, which was just an amazing experience. And I think somehow, and I know this sounds crazy, maybe karmically, it was my payback for doing a good thing for a friend. So the takeaway today is just assume the best in everyone until you're proven otherwise. And your approach is going to be much different. And in the end, if you're really kind to people, what comes around goes around. We talk Monday about kindness paying dividends. It clearly does. And I think if you look for the kindness, you'll find it. The easiest way to be a kind person is to spend your time with other kind people. So the point I'll make here is that life is just too short to spend it with miserable people. Seek out kindness. If you have people in your life that are miserable to be around, do everything you can to spend your time elsewhere. There are so many great, kind people in the world. Why not spend your time there? You'll be a much happier person as a result. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. And it's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would love to have an opportunity to be that person for you. So just commit to joining me for a few minutes each day to try to keep yourself on that path. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But in the meantime, just tune into the benefits of kindness and surround yourself with positive, kind people.